You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Continuing our discussions of making early Shabbos, what time to daven mincha? Meaning we talked about how early you could be mekabel Shabbos. We talk about when you are mekabel early Shabbos, could you ask others to do malacha for you, Jews, Gentiles? We talked about what happens when you make early Shabbos. Could your wife do malacha? When you're mekabel early, does she have to do mekabel early? Today we're going to talk about what time should the shul schedule mincha to be. We know that there are many shuls in America that have a 7 p.m. summer mincha early Shabbos. That's really what I'd like to aim towards. Is that halakhically appropriate? Is it halakhically questionable? Our shul doesn't have that. Our shul has plag mincha. We have we have a regular plag mincha. Then we found another shita to make another convenient time, another plag mincha, the Magen Avraham. We'll see if we'll, I don't know if we'll get to speak about why that's the Magen Avraham is not the most ideal plug, but we don't do the 7 o'clock mincha. Why? Why do we have that? Isn't it easier for people to remember 7 o'clock? We'll go same every week. So we'll talk about that a little bit. Richos, but then we're also going to be melamed zechus on the shuls, many shuls that do have a 7 o'clock mincha. So hopefully we'll try to be a somewhat balanced. I won't say 100% balanced, but it will be, we'll try to present at least different studim. So the sugya begins with the Gemara in Brachas Daf Chavav, source number one. Zak the Mishnah, not the Gemara, but the Mishnah, Zak the Mishnah, Tfilas HaMincha Ad HaErev, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Plag HaMincha. So we have Machlokas, what is the latest time for Mincha? So in our shul, we daven Mincha right 10 minutes before Shkia. So clearly we're holding like the Tana Kama, Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Plag HaMincha is when the last time that you could daven Mincha, and presumably whatever you hold, the latest time for Mincha is, let's say we daven here Mincha until Shkia, so Ma'ariv, you could daven after Shkia. Rabbi Yehuda, who argues and holds that you could daven Mincha until Plag, only until Plag, he would hold that you could daven Ma'ariv after Plag. So if I would ask you, who's being Mekel and who's Machmir, Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbanan? Correct, it depends where. As I think, I don't know, the Mishra Berurah, others point that Mishra Berurah maybe points out that there's no answer to this question. The Mekel from Mincha is the one who lets you daven Mincha later, which is Rabbanan. The Mekel from Ma'ariv is the one who lets you daven Ma'ariv starting earlier, which is Rabbi Yehuda. So it depends what your agenda is to figure out which is more Machmir or more Kal, but that's... Now, how do we paskin? Zak the Gemara Brachis, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph.
Is it clear that
Yeah, I don't remember where, but let's hold for a second. Let's hold for a second, see if anything comes out from the Ma'ariv. You're asking if just because he talked about Mincha, does that tell you that once Mincha's over, that Ma'ariv immediately starts thereafter? We'll see that, maybe. Maybe not. Zak the Gemara, Tfilas HaMincha Ad HaErev, how do we paskin? Amar Rav Chista, Necha Zeyanan, let's see. Midrav Matzli Shel Shabbos, Berev Shabbos Mibod Yom, we know that Rav, the great Gadol Hador Rav, he made early Shabbos. He davened Ma'ariv of Shabbos when it was still Friday. Shema mina halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. The only way that you could daven Ma'ariv while it's Friday, that could only make sense if you hold that you're allowed to daven Ma'ariv before Shkia. Because if it's after Shkia, then it's not Mibod Yom. So if he held that you're allowed to daven Ma'ariv before Shkia, it must be that he held like Rabbi Yehuda. This is the answer to your question, Avi. The fact that we're bringing a proof, the fact that he davened Ma'ariv before Shkia, that must be that, and that's a proof to Rabbi Yehuda, that only according to Rabbi Yehuda, you could daven Mincha till Plag, and then you could start davening Ma'ariv. According to Rabbanan, that you have, that Ma'ariv can only be after Shkia, how could he daven Ma'ariv on Friday afternoons early? Correct. Says the Gemara, Adrab, why are you bringing a Rai from Rav? Everyone else didn't do that. Midrav Huna, Virabana, Lohava Matzla Adurta, they didn't daven an early Ma'ariv on Friday night. They waited till nighttime. It must be that they were careful not to daven Ma'ariv before nightfall. They must hold that we pass like Chacham, Shmaina, and Allah, Rabbi Yehuda, that you can't daven Ma'ariv as early as Plag. You have to wait till nightfall. So do we follow Rabbanan or Rabbi Yehuda? Do we follow Rav's practice of making an early of davening Ma'ariv early on Friday nights? Or the other Rabbanim's practice to daven late on Friday nights. Concludes the Gemara with the conclusion. Hash tadol itmar hilchas alo kamar v'lo kamar. We have the beautiful, very rare psak of the Gemara, da'avid kamaravid, or da'avid kamaravid. Do whatever you want. You can want to do like this, do like that, do like this, do like that. You could choose either to go like the Rabbanon, and therefore that's what we typically daven until Mincha every, Mincha is until Shki every day, after which we daven Marav, or you could choose otherwise. So if you want to go to the White Shul Plag Mincha Minyan, you want to do that? Do that. You want to come to Shari Tefillah, the regular Shkia, and after Shkia, Mincha Marav, then do that. That's your choice. But, there's a big but. Comes the Rashba, and he quotes a Rabbeinu Yonah that everybody quotes. Let's see what the Rashba says on this Gemara Brachos. What are the parameters of this, the Avid Kamaravid, the Avid Kamaravid? He says the following. Let's skip the first line. Let's go to the second paragraph. Hilkach, itzali tfilas mincha ta'arev. If you're going to be davening mincha until shkia, like what we do here in our shul, su lo matzi likdume letzluye tfilas ta'arev b'plak ha-mincha. V'lo yehei oseh pam kerev Yehuda, pam kerabanan. You're not allowed to mix and match. You can't sometimes when it's convenient daven mincha till shkia, and other days when it's convenient daven Marav after Plag. You can't mix and match. You have to choose to be either a Rabbanan Jew, and therefore daven Mincha every day till Shkia, Marav after Shkia, or a Yehuda Jew, and daven Mincha before Plag every day, and then, yeah, of course, you could daven a Marav after Plag every day. You can't switch. And therefore, Umina, and from this, from the fact that I'm saying you're not allowed to switch off, hello, Rabbi David, Umina, Anan, we, we, certainly in our shul, we have a custom to daven mincha till shkia. We're not allowed to make the suleslan letzluyah shel erev ad the yispnei yoma. We're not allowed to daven marav early before shkia. Oh, so wait a second. What about that famous gemara that Rav made early Shabbos? I thought you're not allowed to make early Shabbos if you daven shkia till mincha. How could you daven marav before shkia? Guess what? Look what I have involved. V'rav, v'chol hani, all those who make early Shabbos, t'tzol shal Shabbos v'be'erev Shabbos, it's not that you're allowed to do this on Fridays. No, it must be that they always held that on Friday, that every day of the afternoon, you could daven marav as early as plag, because you can only daven mincha until plag. V'rav, v'chol hani, t'tzol shal Shabbos v'be'erev Shabbos, k'rib Yehuda s'fir lehu, v'lo ma'achro t'filas ha-mincha le'ola mi'plag ha-mincha le'el. According to those who make early Shabbos, Rav, for example, the king of early Shabbos in Shas, he must have finished Mincha every single day of the year by Plag HaMincha. Not like us. So we're in trouble.
So what did the Brisa say that Rav Davin, or Mara said that Rav Davin daven Erev Shabbos? Not every day.
The other days he was more careful about Kriya Shema. He wanted to daven Marav after Kriya Shema. He wanted to say Kriya Shema b'zman, as we'll see in the next line. He always would finish Mincha by Plag, and on Shabbos he would daven Marav right after Plag. The other days of the week he'd daven Marav later. No, you can't be. It's a kula and a, it's a right. I assume he held for a view. Right, I assume it wasn't just Bimach from Yehuda, it sounds from the Rash, but that he held like it. Umihu, tefila bilchudhu dehavu matzlu. Letzorech sha'a lemitzvah. When they made that early Shabbos, when it says that Rav made early Shabbos, it doesn't mean that he was yotzei kriya shema at four in the afternoon or 4:30 in the afternoon. It just means he davened marav at 4 in the afternoon, so that he could be Mekabel Shabbos and start a Suda early. And he would just daven a Shmona Esrei without Kriya Shema, and he said Kriya Shema later on at night when it was the Zman Kriya Shema. Fine. That's less important for us. What we see here in this Rashba is that you can't mix and match. If you're going to go with Rabbi Yehuda all year, that's fine. You can daven a Plag all year. But if, for example, today you daven in Sharei because that's where you usually daven. And tomorrow, you want to daven at the White Shul Plag and daven Mincha Marav before Plag and Marav after Plag? You can't do that. says Rashba. You can't do it. You have to choose which religion you want. Do you want to choose the religion of Rabbanan, and therefore you go till you daven mincha till shkia and maariv after shkia, or the religion of Rabbi Yehuda that you daven mincha till plag, and then you will be allowed to daven maariv while it is still daylight after plag. So that's all the background. How do we paskin in the Shaila? Comes the Shulchan Aruch and says, you can skip the first line, that just says that mincha is as early as 12, half past noon. Says Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Lamed Gimel, Zman Tfilas Mincha. The Iker Zmana, when is the Iker Zman? You'll see what he's saying, something fascinating. He said, the Iker Zman, even though you're allowed to daven mincha as early as half past noon, what we call mincha gedola, that's not the proper time for mincha. You really should daven mincha ketana, which is later in the day, not the early mincha. Really, it's from 3:30 in the afternoon until shkia, according to Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda, it ends at, again, on a 6 to 6 day, ad plag hamincha, which is 4:45. Shad sof, yir al shos, chas revia, that's 4:45. And how do we paskin? Do we go in mincha until shkia, or is mincha only until plag? Vasikna, we conclude, either way. David kamaravid. However, continues the Shulchan Aruch, that has to be with consistency. Look what I underlined. V'hushe yase le'olam kechad minayim. You always have to maintain your position. For example, shim osek rabbanu mispal mincha halayla, if you always daven mincha til shkia, you can't the next day. Eno yachol hispal arvitz miplaga mincha l'mala. V'mosek Rabbi Yehuda mispal arvitz miplaga mincha l'mala. If you hold like Rabbi Yehuda that you're allowed to daven mar from plag, then you're not allowed to daven mincha anymore once it's plag. Okay.
Sydney would work with Rabbi Tom. If you replace the daven mincha 60 minutes after shkia, I assume so.
But keep in mind, you're talking about Rishonim. Here we're talking about Tanaim. Here we're talking about going, maintaining a consistency with which opinion of the Tanaim, because there's no psak. Because the Gemara told us the Avi Kamarav. That means you could follow this opinion or you could follow that opinion. You're asking me a very different shaila. There's no Gemara that says go like Rabbeinu Tam or go like the Gaonim. And you have to follow one opinion. That's a very different kind of shah. There's no Gemara that says, the Rashba is explaining, what did the Gemara mean when it says the Avi Kamarav, that means you're permitted to choose which opinion will be your religion for the rest of your life, for the year. Let's say you could change every year, but that's your... Yes, according to the Rashba, even if you are allowed to daven as early as plaka mincha, that is not true for Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema has a different parameter, and Kriya Shema has to be night, because Kriya Shema is a din of a shachpacha. It's a different night. It has to be nighttime for...
Right. I'm just wondering, for other demons, let's say they happen during the day.
Meaning, would Rabbi Hud, who allows you to have marav as early as 4:45 p.m., does he allow you to eat matzah? And does he allow you to read the Megillah? Right. Yeah, I don't know. This might only be a different din.
Or if you fast Yom Kippur Kut, Erev Rosh Chodesh.
Could you finish, right? So if you're always daven maariv at plag hamincha, if you're fasting on a certain day, could you finish your fast earlier? Oh, that's a good deal. Okay. So what we just said, and a lot of people don't realize what we just said, is that even from day to day, you're not permitted to switch your position. Obviously, as the Magen Avraham will tell us on this Semin Reish Lamed Gimel Hay, the Magen Avraham will say, if you can't switch from day to day, certainly you can't switch within one day, meaning what we call a Tarta Desasri. Let's say you want to daven mincha at 7 p.m. on Friday, after plag, and you want to daven maariv at 7:30 p.m. on tomorrow, which is before Shkia. So the 7 o'clock mincha on Erev Shabbos, which is 7 o'clock, is after plag, and Marav, which is a few minutes after that, is before Shkia, that would be what we call a tie to the Sasrei. Zakta Magen Avraham, Perishaloyinag Pam Kach, Pam Kach, you can't switch off one day going like Rabbi Yehuda, one like Rabbi Yehuda, but when we call Shekin, this is what I just said, Shalo Yisrael B'yom Echon, Mincha Achra Plag Mincha, Va'arvis Kodim Tseisa Kocham, that you definitely can't do. Okay. But the Magen Avraham elsewhere, that was in Hilchis, Reish Lamed Gimel is not in Hilchis Shabbos. That's in Hilchis Mincha or Marav. Now let's talk about Shabbos. Let's talk about Friday night. Says the Magen Avraham in source number 6, Reish Samach Simen, Zayin. La maskana, dibay avid kamar avid, according to the maskana that you have to choose one way or the other. Look what I have here in red. Roshay lahaktim be'erev Shabbos. Oh, we just came out to cool. Even though all week long, we all daven mincha until shkia. That means we daven marav after shkia and not before and not after klag. But tomorrow on Erev Shabbos, if you want, you could switch what you did on Thursday to what you did on Friday. And on even though on Thursday you daven mincha to shkia, marav after shkia, on Friday, tomorrow, when you make an early Shabbos, you could have mincha till plag and daven marav after plag. And that would be okay. Now, he says a fabulous svara. We're going to skip it because Aruch HaShulchan says the...
You can't do Shabbos afternoon.
What?
You couldn't do Shabbos afternoon.
If you made early Shabbos on Friday afternoon, you're asking if you daven Mariv after Plag on Friday afternoon, you're asking...
Yeah.
Could you daven mincha on Shabbos afternoon till shkia?
Yeah.
So well, it is for whatever reason we are gonna. I hear your question. I haven't seen anyone address your question. So he's gonna give an answer why we have the special leniency on Shabbat on Friday afternoons. Well, one is gonna be, and this is what I mentioned between Rechamar, those of you who are there. Friday afternoon, you have Tosefet Shabbos. So for Tosefet Shabbos, we'll be willing to let you switch opinions. Not to do a Tata Disasri. That we'll see in the next line. Not to daven at a 7 o'clock minion on Friday afternoon. That he doesn't allow you to do. But to switch what you did on Sunday through Thursday, which is to daven Mincha Til Shkia, and Marav after Shkia, he'll allow you on Friday to make the changing point, the fulcrum, the point that... the inflection point. I don't know what word to use. Fulcrum. That will be around this. You could straddle plag hamincha. Fine. As he says, look what I underlined it right before number 7 to be yom echad ein lasa shnei kule desasre ahadadi. And therefore, in Erev Shabbos, you can't daven. You have to make sure you daven mincha before plag hamincha. Okay.
You are listening to benstorah.com.
So for Oneg Shabbos, you cannot be Sofrim? Mm-hmm. Instead of using the word Oneg, I'll use the word Tosefes Shabbos.
What?
Tosefes Shabbos. Because of Tosefes Shabbos, to add to, for the opportunity to add Kedusha.
Some halachas also mean for Oneg
Shabbos. Yeah, no, I'm joking, 100%. Yeah. They don't use the word Oneg, they use the word Tosefes. For Tosefes Shabbos, you'll see the next line. Look in our source number 7.
What appears to be
Oh, on Shabbos afternoon?
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't see that. I haven't seen anyone address that. I didn't see anyone address that. Not sure. So let's see. In source number 7, he points out that normally you can't switch from one opinion that you did all week long to another opinion. But for Erev Shabbos, you can. And you can make an early Shabbos, strat and plag, which is what we do in our shul. And that's not considered tied to the Sasri. Look what I underlined in source number 7. Because of Tosefes Shabbos, that was one reason. And another reason, which here is in italics, which is a beautiful reason, which I spoke about between Mincha Marev, is that what's the whole reason you daven Marev every week in general? Why do you daven Marev in general? You daven Marev connected to Karbanos. What Karbanos were brought on night times? The leftover hektar imun of a chalav, whatever was left over, the leftover meats that weren't consumed on the mizbeach. However, there was one night a week that you weren't allowed to do that, Friday night. Friday night, you're not allowed to burn the leftover meats, so therefore, wait, that means when were they burnt? When were the leftover meats burnt? It must have been burnt Friday late afternoon. So if the karbanos were brought late Friday afternoon, so to Mar, which is connected to those same karbanos, could also be Friday afternoons, even though all week long, you always daven Marav after Shkia, Friday afternoon, that's the leniency. It should parallel the Karbanos, and you could do it after Plag, just like the Karbanos are burnt. These extra Karbanos are burnt after Plag. However, look at the last line of this Aruch HaShulchan. Omnam, HaMincha shel Erev Shabbos behechreach, it must be she is pilot called in plag HaMincha. To be yom echad, iya shel aso is tata de sasre. Even though normally you daven like after Shkia, you daven Marv after Shkia, it's okay. Shabbos you could daven Marv early, Friday night you could daven Marv early, but it has to be that you daven Mincha before plag HaMincha. Because you can't have a stira in one day. You can't daven in one day after plag HaMincha. So you're going like Chachamim, and Daven Marv before Shkia, so you're going like Rabbi Yehuda, that's a tie to the Sasri, that's not okay. Which is what we said three times. But now look what I underlined at the end of number seven. V'yesh Misha Omer, and this is going to be the first kula that we're seeing that allows a tie to the Sasri for Friday afternoon that would allow a 7 p.m. Mincha. V'yesh Misha Omer, Dibitzibur, if it's a minion, as opposed to you davening at home, then you'd be able to daven even a tie to the sasre. Interesting. What? A real tie to the sasre. A real tie to the sasre. Where is this from? This is from parentheses, Derech HaChaim. So I opened up a Derech HaChaim. Where's the Derech HaChaim? There's no, I don't have the Sefer Derech HaChaim, but there's a Sefer called Otzer HaTfilos, which is like a Mikros Gedolos on the Siddur. And the Nesivis has a parish, has, I don't know if it's a parish, more halachas of the Siddur. And the halacha, the Nesivis' halachas of the Siddur are interpolated before each tefillah. So I went to Mincha of a weekday in the Siddur, also a tefillah Siddur, and I saw that Derech HaChaim, the Nesivis' halachas before, and I found it, and this is the halacha that I found. And when I looked inside, you know what I found? That the Nesivis himself is going to make a comment nothing to do with Erev Shabbos. He's going to come up with a wild kula that applies every day of the week. And it's going to be a big limud zechus for those people who will, otherwise will not be able to make a minyan, will daven a plag minyan, even though every other day of the week they don't. Let's see that. Actually, let me rephrase that. This will be a limud zechus for people who, if they otherwise wouldn't be able to daven with a minyan, could daven 7 o'clock all summer long, even though it's not straddling. What? Let's say you lived in a, let's say there was a bungalow colony.
You're here.
That's what I'm not talking about here. I'm talking about, let's say you live in a bungalow colony or camp. Let's say you have a camp. The camp has mincha 7 o'clock. It's good for the kids. 7 o'clock mincha, 7:10 marav. It's good for the kids, for the programming. You're an adult. You're going to do what you want to do. You're a staff member. Should you daven with them, or should you daven b'chidus, maybe when you're supposed to daven, without making the stira? Let's see what this nesiva says in the Siddur Derech HaChaim. Lachain lo yaseh tarta de sasri adada. You can't do a contradiction. L'hispal mincha umayrev v'zman echad. You can't have both Mincha and Marav in a time that it's either Zman Mincha or Zman Marav, meaning that it's time. Shehu Zman Mincha or Marav, fine. Mihu, I skipped a few words. Mihu, Betzibur, look what he says, a svara that we have not mentioned at all. Betzibur, what's unique about a tzibur? Ho, betircha lelechul his asfem, hey kilubaze, venagul his palal shneem yachad. It's hard to gather people. If you gathered people, you got 10 people together to make a, you know, sometimes you're in Hershey Park and you chab 10 people. You can chab 10 people. That's terrific. It's going to be very hard to chab 10 people again for Myriv when you're supposed to. So let's say you chab 10 people at 7 o'clock in Hershey Park. And the park's open till 8:30. Later on, people are going to start going home. People are going to start, you know, who knows what ride they'll be on. Who knows if their wives are going to let them take out 10 minutes. You know, 7 o'clock, you chab them. So you chab them for mincha, 7 o'clock. It's after plag, which is fine. You can daven mincha after plag. I always daven mincha after plag. But now that they're all gathered together, if you say, okay, since we're daven mincha after plag, we really should daven marav after shkia, by after shkia, they might not be around. It might not be so easy to gather them. So therefore, you're allowed to go ahead and take advantage of the fact that everyone's gathered together and daven a stira, even on the same day. Even though Marav is supposed to be, if you daven Mincha after plag, you daven Mincha at 7 o'clock, you shouldn't daven Marav till 8:30 this week. No, we'll allow you. Once you gather them, so it's not hard to gather them a second time.
You can't. They go to the So they're just out of the dining room.
Okay, yeah, that's correct. What you're saying is that this is not an ideal way to schedule something for a community. It just happens to be that if you gathered some people together, and they're gathered, and so let's say, for example, in a community where people won't come every, you know, if you change the week every week, it changes by 7-8 minutes. And because of the population, it's a young population, everyone's putting their kids to bed at 8 o'clock, and you can't have Mincha Ma'ariv at 8:10. I mean, the husbands will be very happy about that. They're exempt from Ma'ariv, but you have to have Ma'ariv. If you live in a population where a young community, where everyone has little kids, they're not going to come. The wives won't let them come to Mincha Ma'ariv if it's going to be later. So you have to do 7 o'clock. That's all. If you're going to gather them, the only way you can be able to gather them successfully is, says the Derech HaChaim. Then you could do a stira even on the same day. But that's only because there's an inner gathering people. But on your own, in your house, you would not be able to do this by yourself. That's the kula of the Derech HaChaim. The Aruch HaShulchan borrowed this kula when? Only on Friday night. He's not willing to take it so far. But on Friday night, since there's an opinion of the Derech HaChaim that says from Minyan, you gathered them, so the tzibur, it's okay. Now, look at the, we're going to analyze this kula for a minute. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this kula.
The
Mogen Avram's kula is between days, not on one day. That just means that, but that means you have to daven mincha early. Yes. Yeah, the Mogen Avram says you're allowed to daven ma'ariv early on Friday night. That meant, but if you daven mincha, you have to daven mincha before plag. Yes. This heter is only a heter b'tzibur. But remember, they're talking about different stiras.
Yeah.
That Mogen Avraham is talking about between different days. Here we're talking about on the same day. So this is the biggest kula that we've found so far. Even on the same day, you could do a stira if it's to enable the minion to keep. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes this in very few words. V'yesh omrim, t'b'tzibur yesh l'hokel is par of ma'av b'ol diom afim his pal mincha achar plaga mincha. There's this Derech HaChaim who allows it. V'nir Ali, says Mishnah Berurah, shein l'smach al zeh. You can't rely on this. Rak kishum is pal ma'av al koponim b'bein ha'shmoshos, v'shas l'chak. Only if ma'av is going to be after shkia, v'alok shu adayin yom, v'adayin yom, if it's daytime before shkia, you can't rely on this. But look at the Ber Halacha. Look at the Ber Halacha. Why don't I like, why can't you rely on this Derech HaChaim? Ma'asha kasavnu. There's the Ber Halacha in Simrei Samach Zayin. That you shouldn't rely on this Derech HaChaim. Who should the kol achron of his kirukulizer? No one at all said this. This is the nesivas coming up and making up a, you know, a permutation and a discussion that everyone discusses. No one mentioned this. And since no one else, there's no source for this. Why should you rely on this for Shabbos if you never rely on it all week long? Why should you rely on it for Shabbos? I don't know. Okay. So until now, we basically saw that the consensus of all the opinions, all the poskim, is that there should not be permission to make a 7 o'clock mincha in shuls or shtiblach on Friday afternoon. You should not be able to have a 7 o'clock ma'ariv, mincha ma'ariv, except when you're not going to be able to have a minyan otherwise. If the only way people will make, so if you're convinced that you'll only get a minyan Friday night in your shul, your community, if it's 7 o'clock and you're not straddling plag, you're just going to have it messed up, start to the Sazri. If you can't get a minion, you have a Derech HaChaim to rely on. Other than that,
I
don't think you should pull this constituents. I'll tell you why. If you have an Orthodox community that's a somewhat Torah community, they're going to come to Mincha Ma'ariv Friday night. I don't think any, you know, maybe very marginally Orthodox communities, if it's not convenient, they won't come.
It depends on where you are. There are certainly communities, at least that I'm aware of, that they'll just say, I'm just going to daven at home. It's not.
That the shul won't, okay, fine. So
there will be a significant population.
On a Friday night, Kabbalah Shabbos. I'm not talking about on a weekday. I'm talking about a Friday night, Kabbalah Shabbos.
That I'm not sure.
For people that walk from 10 to 20 blocks away,
yeah, or
the
shul, right,
or
it's going to
be
time,
just stop
right,
and have a shul.
Right, or the people
if people walk far to get to a shul and they'll just daven at a closer shul, so the shul shouldn't, I don't think the shul should make a minyan that does it tie to the Sasa because it wants to have a minyan if the people could find anyway daven at right at the proper time.
Ramosha has a difficult pool for short as 9 people and give a cup of
So they have to, that's what are the parameters of a shul in danger of falling apart? I don't know, that's a little bit beyond the scope of this.
A community that has 20 minyanim versus a community that has one minyan, and then you're concerned with the shul will fall apart. It's two different.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to get into it. That's a different story. What I'd like to do now is now switch my tune entirely and try to find a tzad to permit, try to find a shitas that would allow you to make a 7 p.m. Shabbat Friday afternoon, Mincha Meir.
To start, we have the Shulman suggestion, which we've mentioned a couple of times already. If you can daven before Chlad, Mincha Meir, you can certainly daven Mincha Meir after Chlad.
Shulman Hadeshim said that they davened very early, which was understood to mean that they probably davened Maariv before Chlag.
They finished the meal.
No, they didn't finish the meal before Plav, but they finished the meal before Shkia. But I'll tell you why. They finished the meal while it was still light.
Right,
so you're saying if you could dive in Mincha Maariv before Plav, you could probably dive in Mincha Maariv after Plav. Could be. I hear that story. Okay, it could be the Shulman Hadeshim, even though, again, that's a wild Shulman Hadeshim that we don't rely on, but I hear that. That's one. Good. Good. Very good. Shulman Hadeshim. I didn't think of that. Excellent. Now, let's look at, I have three things to show you. Number one, the Ravya. This is Ravya in Rachis Simon Pei Gimel. Ravya says the thing that you can't do, you have to pick your Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbanan, who are you? Don't do sometimes like this, sometimes like that. That's a stira. However, don't do sometimes like Rabbi Yehuda, sometimes like Chachamim. The Havu Luhu Trei Chumri De Sasri Adad. But now look at the underline. Miu Bishas Hadchak Ein Kfeida. If it's a difficult situation, we're not makpid about switching off Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. V'yafal Bisha Bekoshi Yesh Lechavein. Even though if you worked really hard, you'd be able to figure out a way. Shelo Yachar HaMincha V'shelo Yachtim Tzuraser. V'yafal Bisha Bekoshi Yesh Lechavein Shelo Yachar. What does this extra line mean? B'shatzadchak will let you, do a tarat of the sasrei. Even though you could, with great difficulty, figure out to exactly when mincha should be and when ma'ariv should be, you have to sort of think about life without a clock, without ma'izmanim. You see, shkia is easy. Look in the sky. Do you see any part of the sun or you don't? Chatzos hayom is easy. Look up. If there's no shadow, it's chatzos. If there is a shadow, it's either morning or afternoon, depending on which direction the shadow is. If the shadow is in the east, it's afternoon. If the shadow is in the west, it's morning. Neitzacham is easy. Do you see a ball of anything, a ball of the sun in the sky? But plag ha-mincha is very difficult to look up and say, is it plag ha-mincha yet or not? I'm saying it's just a random point in the afternoon. It's very hard. There's no hardcore. So now we have a clock. It says plag ha-mincha. I look on my chart. It says plag ha-mincha is 6:53. I look at my clock. It's 6:52 or 6:53 or 6:54. I know when plag ha-mincha is. But if you don't have that, it's very difficult to ascertain. So he says, even though you could work very hard and figure it out, but if you want to, to try to schedule a shul, if a shul wants to schedule, again, before the time of clocks and maizmanims, a shul is going to say, we're going to daven at plag ha-mincha. They're not going to know. People are not going to know when to come. They look in the sky, they're going to...
How did they do Nates?
Nates was easy.
Yeah. You wake up and start outside. What do I do now?
They know about how light it is.
Gemara says, I think of Nachman or Yitzchak, one day he got up to Shemar Esrei and right in the sun rose, the smallest.
Right, yeah.
But that's pretty cool.
Right,
if
you okay.
You want to watch and you can find that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So here he says, Ashas Hadchak, you don't have to drive yourself crazy because you can't really figure out when exactly, Plag HaMincha is. So that's a very nice Svara. The only thing is, nowadays, guess what? We can figure it out. But he says, if it's a Shas Adchak, so you could do it. So again, if it's a Shas Adchak, it's a Shas Adchak. So for example, you see, he's not here talking about the double tied to the Sasri, that you're doing a tied to the Sasri in today's davening itself. He's really talking about doing one day like this, one day like that, which is not as chomer as what we're talking about. But he says, I'm not worried about tied to the Sasri, it's a Shas Adchak. So again, if you have a Shas Adchak, then you could be Mekel. That's what it sounds like. Okay, that's this Ravya. Again, it's a Ravya. Doesn't make its way. I don't think it makes its way into the Shulchan Aruch. But if you consider it, I don't know if every shul wanting to have a 7 p.m. Arav is on a Friday afternoon is a Shas Adchak. But if you could make a case that it's a Shas Adchak, okay, fine. Okay, that's one of them. Let's go to another Tzad L'Hakka. Not going to be so different. The Tosfos HaRosh, in the first daf in Shas, the first Amud in Shas, talks about the Zman for Mincha, Marev, and talks about the machlokas that we talked about, talks about not making a stira, a tata sasre. And he says, how come? One second. He says there are some inconsistencies because I'm not going to get into the question, but look at the last line of 12. Without getting into what he's addressing, which might be a little bit different, le'inyan tefila hikilo. Yeah. So I don't want to get into that. So he says that maybe davening has more of a, that you could be a little bit more calm when it comes to davening. Maybe he means marivs. Maybe he means marav. Why should we be more makel by marav more than anything else? Because the Gemara says marav zershus, whatever those words mean, doesn't mean literally, but the Gemara says marav zershus is something of a not, there's some lower level chiyuv of marav than other chiyuvim of him. So there's a little more room to play around. You could be a little bit more makel to allow a tie to the sastri. Okay? So that's another kula. So maybe Marav is has a more tzadahak. Then there's another opinion that is the opinion of the Rambam. The Rambam is a complicated Rambam. The Rambam holds that there are three zmanim for mincha. There's the latest time you could daven mincha is shkia. The earliest time you could daven is 12:30 noon. That's not lechatchila. More lechatchila is mincha ketana, which is at 3:30 in the afternoon. Not going into that. But based on the analysis of the Rambam, the Lecha Mishnah comes out with the following. The Lecha Mishnah says, oh, he actually says the svar that I just said. If you look right at the end of 14, we're not going to go to how he's medayik in the Rama, but look at the end of 14. Imkain, what I underlined right before 15. Imkain, lefizeh naktinu kukuli d'trava. You could possibly, yes, be maker like both kulas. Avu be the law of dinu b'sharmi lihach. We don't do this in other situations to do a tadu sasri. L'minka kukuli d'trava. Shani hacha, the tefillah is arves rishus. Maybe the Ram holds the tefillah is obvious to the shul, so we're more making. So the Tosfos HaRosh was saying we're making in general by tefillah. Tefillah in general we're making. Here he's saying a specific kula by Mariv, the Mariv is the shul, so that's why maybe we're more making. Okay, so we just presented three svaras lahakel, and maybe we'll stop here. Three svaras lahakel, why specifically either by Mariv, none of these were actually specific to Shabbos. There were general things, either were makel for Shas Adchak, again, I don't know if a shul could argue it's a Shas Adchak, or the Tosfos HaRosh that tefillah is more kal, or that according to the Rambam, this unusual diuk that the Lecha Mishnah creates, that Marav is more kal. So there is room to be makel, to allow to be Melamed Zuchus on those other, on the shuls that do have a 7 o'clock Marav, Mincha Marav on throughout the summer. But it's clear from the classical poskim, including the Mishnah Berurah, the Magen Avraham, all the classical poskim, that's not ideal, and if possible, certainly is proper to straddle Plag HaMincha, if you will, make an early Shabbos.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.